There are many fantastical stories about the infant Jesus and about his maturing and growing up, but we really know very little according to the scriptures. There have been books written, two of the books called The Infancy, about supposed things that happened about Jesus and what he did as a child, really can be discounted. They were written in the second and third centuries, as much as 200 or 300 years after Jesus, and they were written mainly by the Gnostics, who could not accept that Jesus was a human being. That was the whole point of him being born, was that he was a human being. He was fully God, fully divine, had all the attributes of God, but it's God in the flesh. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And part of that living is the growing up. This is all it says about the child Jesus. It's found in Luke chapter 2. Verse 39, and it's speaking of Joseph and Mary after they had had the Lord circumcised and dedicated him to the Lord. It says this, "And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." You see, this is all we have. There's one other story about when he visited the temple that we'll talk about in tomorrow's devotion. But the point is that he shared in the human experience. He had to grow up. He had to mature. I'm sure he was obedient to his parents, as a good child should be. I'm sure that he was an exceptional child, but just an ordinary child that happened to be exceptional, or maybe a little precocious in some people's minds. But as he grew up and proclaimed himself to be Messiah, the people said of him in his town of Nazareth, "Isn't this the carpenter? Don't we know his families? What is this Messiah business?" They knew him to be a good man in the community. They respected him for that, respected him enough to have him read in the synagogue. But Jesus grew up sort of hidden from view until the time was just right that his glory should be revealed and his ministry should begin. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are so wise in all things. We worship you, the font of wisdom. In your wisdom, Jesus remained hidden from the world until the time was just right that he should be revealed to us and his glory should shine forth and his sacrifice of his life should be made. I thank you, O Lord, for your wisdom. I thank you for Jesus. Help me to follow Jesus today. In Jesus' name, amen.